Every American sitting at home right now needs to realize that you are paying for a genocide.
Rise up! Rise up, America! Rise up! It is time to take back this country from these corrupt politicians. It is time. It is beyond time.
We're going out to the voter box.
Thank you for your service. Just a quick day six at sea update. I think, you know, speaking for the boat and personally, we're all a bit knackered and all of that stuff. And we're six, you know, we expect to be in Tunis tomorrow, around the middle of tomorrow. And yeah, obviously the conditions are kind of trying, but I think we are all very kind of stiffened in our resolve by the news that's coming out of Gaza. And it really has just sharpened our focus on why we're doing this. I've asked Greta to join me to explain a little bit of how the news coming out of Gaza is, as I say, sharpening our resolve.
Yeah, we are hearing direct reports on the ground through the journalists we have on board. And it is absolutely heartbreaking and appalling to hear what is happening. And this, by no mistake, this should be very clear that this should not come as a surprise. Israel have been very clear that they have genocidal intent and they are planning to take over the Gaza Strip. Palestinians have been warning about this for a very, very long time. Not the least journalists, but also experts in international law have been warning the world about this. And Israel just keep violating law after law, keep abusing human rights and committing war crime after another, and still the world is not waking up, but rather often further deepening their complicity in the genocide by continuing to desperately find arguments to legitimize their indefensible continued military, financial, social and political support to Israel, while we know that their intent is to wipe out an entire nation and an entire people.
Thanks, Greta. Yeah, I mean, that says it all, really. You know, some people have kind of asked for the kind of, you know, how are you feeling updates, you know, are you getting a good night's sleep, etc. style sort of social media updates, and all of that is fine and it's good and well. And I'm happy to do that at some juncture during the journey, but it's kind of irrelevant when this kind of thing is the news that we're getting from our destination. And it is very much our destination. As Yasmin said in yesterday's update, we are intending to break the siege. That's what we're going to do. And people can say, oh, well, Israel will intercept you, Israel. Well, you know, I don't know, when Millwall get drawn against Man City in the FA Cup, they don't say, oh, well, we'll probably lose. They go out to win. Yeah. So that's what we're doing. We're going there to deliver aid. And that is, we have every intention of doing that. All right. Thanks very much.